Okay, Barty is a solid 23 minutes late. It's fine.
It's over.
And Justin, did you have a chance to catch Carmen Christopher Volume 3, The Great Night Show last night?
I did.
You did. Now, did you only watch it because you were cut from the episode after co-hosting twice?
No, I watched it because I was just like, I could watch it. Sometimes I'm not able to watch it live all the time.
But... You're telling me there's no part of this that you wanted to check in because Carmen replaced you for his third episode and you wanted to see who the competition was.
I had that thought while I was watching the episode.
Had you not even really...
Who was the replacement?
There were three.
Wasn't able to watch.
There were three different people vying for it. There was a guy named Greg Trout, who was probably very familiar to viewers of Stranger Things and some other shows, and another random audience member, and then David Ray Martinez.
Yes.
Anyway, Justin, I'm so glad you watched.
Yes.
Can't wait to hear your thoughts.
Yeah.
In the meantime, let's start the show.
Oh yeah. Wow.
This is, of course, the Chris Gethard Presents podcast. Thank you all for tuning in. CGP is a television show on public access television. It's also this podcast. Their companion pieces literally have very little to do with one another. That being said, if you enjoy both, I think you get a good layout of different people who are swirling around this good old New York comedy scene. My co-host, Justin Linville, they heard from you. Justin, how have you been?
I've been great.
Been out there working.
I've been working, you know. Been working.
Carmen told me that he actually texted you about the episode and you big-timed him and didn't answer.
I didn't. I was, okay.
True or false, he had to send a follow-up that was like, you can, bro, are you coming or not?
Sent a very polite follow-up, yes.
After
Carmen sent a very nicely worded follow-up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no. You know, sometimes people go wild. I go wild sometimes and I am not able to enter my text.
You also quietly, you booking. You're booking a lot.
I'm not booking a lot.
All right, I don't want to blow up your spot. You are my co-host.
I'm not booking a lot. Chris.
Anytime something treads upon your personal life, you make a weird voice.
No.
Justin,
no, I don't.
You are, of course, my co-host. You have your own co-host who is not my co-host. Do you want to introduce your co-host?
Yeah.
Drum roll, please.
All right, then we got a co-host right here. My co-host is Maya Sharma.
I liked when Justin did that before.
Maya Sharma!
Hey, everybody, how's it going?
I'm going to ask you right away, chill out.
What, you don't like the voices?
You don't like the voices?
Let's ramp up. Can we just ramp up to them? It's 30 seconds in.
Okay, all right.
The voices
for you, Chris.
That was actually pretty good. Maya, how are you?
I'm doing okay. Yeah, I'm doing great. Everything is good, but I've been having... You ever get heart palpitations?
Those are dangerous.
Are they?
Actual heart palpitations?
I've been having minor heart palpitations.
You're stressed out? Are you sure it's not just panic attacks?
Yeah, maybe like low grade, kind of consistent.
Have you been to a doctor?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, no. If you think it's heart palpitations, you should be going to a doctor like right now.
I don't know if it's heart palpitations. I do know that I feel kind of like a jump in my heart. I feel like my heart's going to jump out of my chest.
Do you ever have trouble breathing?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever have racing thoughts about your own sense of inadequacy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you ever feel like it's hard to get out of bed?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You might just be having panic attacks.
Okay. They're so long.
Yeah. You can wrangle those. You should. Okay.
Yeah,
we'll talk off
mic. Okay.
I have a lot of experience with this.
Sounds good.
Sitting to my right, he made a fashionably late entrance, as he's wont to do, because he's a real cool cat around the New York comedy scene.
No.
He had a star-making, wouldn't you say, Justin, star-making CGP debut last night?
Yeah, star-making.
I don't want to spoil it at all, but let's just say he dressed as a clown and murdered a number of people throughout the episode. Big laughs, crowd favorite, the Discord was blowing up. Are you also a member of the Discord? Have you joined this chat?
Oh, I think I just did.
Yeah, I saw them all tagging you in it. This is, of course, Barty Aslimi. Welcome. Yeah, eating.
That makes me sound weird.
Eating a lifesaver, and now
dropping
it into a cup of water like it's an Alka-Seltzer.
There we go.
Barty, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me. Am I supposed to? Okay, now I sound. Okay, God.
What's going on with you?
I don't know. I thought I sound a little bit like Darth Vader on here. But maybe that's normal.
You sound great. Now, did you have fun last night on the show? I feel like you were a real hit.
That was so fun. That was great. Loved Brian Marks. I'm a big Brian Marks fan.
Yeah, shout out. Brian Marks was involved.
Brian Marks is sort of known as the Juice's number one fan. Yeah. The Juice, a long-running show Carmen Christopher hosts. And I've known Brian. Brian was around UCB before I started.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Brian's been around for like 20 years, coming and going from the comedy scene. Now he's an EMT.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I'd always see him at like improv jams and stuff like that. I remember, he's great.
Mm-hmm.
He's
good. So, mm-hmm. Good, dude. I also want to say for anybody, if you haven't watched Carmen's episode yet, I will highly encourage you, even if you don't have time. Barty, would you agree with me? The last 15 minutes of the show, he did a Byron Allen Comics Unleashed parody called Comics Uncaged that I think was truly off the rails. And so many people going hard. Annie Donnelly in particular went
hard. Oh, my God.
Hard.
God, he's so funny. Yeah. Well, sorry I'm late.
All right. Also,
and you mentioned panic attack. I'm having a panic attack too. So we're both having.
Really?
This is one of the few weeks I haven't come in visibly depressed or having a panic attack. Look at that. Okay. Also joining us, someone I've known for a while in passing. Very very excited to talk to you, Earwolf fans. You probably know him as John Lennon, also of the Birthday Boys, mm-hmm. infamously one of the great sketch troupes of modern times. Mike Hanford, welcome to the
show. Hello, thank you.
Now you live
thank
in
you
New York
much.
Now.
Yay.
I'm here now. Yes, for about a month I've been here.
Now what's going on with that? That's a rare thing.
It's a rare to go from LA to
people
New York.
People don't come in this direction.
No, especially this time of year.
yeah. Moving here in as fall sets in.
Right.
What's going
on? I'm a leaf peeper by nature.
You are?
I had to find...
Did you just need a... I don't want to pry, but was it a work-driven thing? Did you need a change of pace?
I came here to New York, to this city, to finally take down that King Kong.
Really? You've seen all that footage.
I saw the footage. He keeps coming back, and it's my time to shine. I'm going to get him.
I hear that you just sort of linger outside the Empire State Building with a gun.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which,
horrible service around the Empire State.
Nobody talks to me about it.
Yeah, it's weird. I've caught wind of it.
Yeah. I'm here. My girlfriend got a job opportunity, or her job moved her here, and she's from here, and I said, I'll go with you, and... I've been out in LA for a long time, maybe 14 years, I think.
Wow.
And I'm kind of bouncing back and forth whenever I need to.
Nice. And how, I feel like, I'm not sure how LA comics view New York. Like, I still find it to be a city where it's very fun to be a comic in the sense that you can do tons of shows and you
don't ever
have to drive and you don't ever have to park. But I don't know if there's like any sort of romance about New York comedy in LA.
I personally do. I think it's, I think of it more as a stand-up town and getting shows done type of town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember every time I've been to LA, and I'm not an LA hater by any means. I've just never moved there. I've not had to, and I grew up around here in New Jersey. But I have found it's tough to, I feel like it's a one show a night, maybe two town because of all the driving.
It's tough. I think the most I've ever done was maybe three, and two of those would have been like at UCB.
Right.
You know,
right.
Like I'm just staying there.
Right. The same night. Venue. And I remember once doing a show, and I think it's a good show. It's in a sex toy shop. I think it's a well-known show.
I don't know which one that is.
It was pretty good, but I went and everybody was like, you'll love this show, man. It's like the weirdo show and the underground weird show and the weird and I went and there were still, and God bless it, and it's great that people get opportunities. There were still eight guys with suits standing in the back of a pornography, basically of a pornography store, which I think is like great because you get attention, but also not the same. If someone in New York says, oh, this is a weirdo underground show, there's going to be like eight people there and they're all going to be concerning human beings and none of them are industry.
right. Well, you mean suits like industry guys?
Yeah, like those, agents. Yeah. There were like eight agents there.
Gotcha.
Just hanging out in the back of a store where there were like literal dildos and like pocket pussies and stuff. It's like, what is going on? You can get industry out to this place. God. You can't get industry to come to like the Bell House in New York half the time. Like prestigious venues.
Well, I heard about that show. They signed the butt plug.
Oh, really?
He got work. He's getting work now.
Oh, look at that. The butt plug.
Yeah.
I heard he's on a new Netflix show. Well, we're very, very lucky to have you. Lucky to have you both here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Every week, Justin and Maya design a bit, formerly known as Justin's Bit of the Week. I never know what's coming. It's now known as Planet Party Town. We are in the middle of an epic run. There's a whole storyline speaking of the New York to LA pipeline. Mm-hmm. When we last left off, I don't know, how much do I need to cover this?
There's a previously on.
Okay, let's do Planet Party Town.
Wow.
Previously on Planet Party Town Goes Hollywood.
Willy Wonka is starting a podcast in L.A., and he's having a contest in L.A. to find the next New York-based co-host.
While Justin insisted on taking a plane so he could play his favorite in-flight entertainment game, I decided to hit the wide-open roads with our producer, Harry.
Justin, it's so good to see you.
Stop. Who you is? Don't matter. I gotta play Stratego with Angel Elgore, living the life in Hollywood.
Hollywood has changed you, Justin.
Kim Kardashian, let's get brunch like yesterday.
It's changed you for the bad.
This has lost its focus, guys.
It's not what you know, it's just where you go. It's Planet Party.
I feel like I'm having a panic attack.
Yeah, welcome, welcome, honey. Right. Okay, and we're in it, and we're in it.
We're in L.A., we're in L.A.
We're in L.A. Man, L.A. is beautiful, but what's a gorgeous city without a friend to hang out with?
I'm still here, Maya.
Hi, Harry. Yeah, Justin is being really weird. We're supposed to be putting together a pitch for Willy Wonka's podcast co-hosting contest, but he's off somewhere being a total B-I-T-C-8.
I think you heard that wrong.
Yeah. I wonder what Justin is doing right now.
Tom Hanks, pause the tape. I got to go get a ciggy before the movie starts. Can't wait for the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants reboot.
That's the thunder effect.
It's a thunder effect.
Starring Zendaya, Ariana Grande, and Anthony Hopkins as the pants. Ow! Ouch! I've been hit! Ah!
Hello.
Godge?
That's God to you. Anyway, welcome to your consciousness.
What?
Enough of doing that. Anyway, you've become quite the little asshole since moving to LA.
Yep.
And I'm here to set you back on the right path with the help of three important people from your life. I can conjure them using your memories. I'm incredible.
Cool, cool, cool. But I actually got to get back to the screening of SOTTP Reloaded. I hear the ladies are finally going to talk to the pants.
Silence! Okay, first, don't acronym when it's stupid. Second, it's time for you to relearn what makes you you. I'll be transporting you into moments from your life with important figures who help to shape your character. To be clear, these figures will see you as Justin from the time they knew you, but you will have your current consciousness. So basically, you're Hollywood Justin in the body of past Justin.
Yish.
Does that make any sense?
Yish.
Not really.
Okay, well, you guys are really, really smart, and you'll figure it out.
Okay.
First, you'll be meeting with your 10th grade English teacher, Mr. Hope. Remember how he made you feel? Remember how cool he was? Whoa, here he comes now.
Whoa, my English class.
Okay, that's how you subjugate a predicate.
What?
I don't know what we're doing. Am I the English teacher?
Yes. Yeah, you're here to teach me, teach me a lesson.
This is always how these things go.
Here to teach me a lesson. I think.
Well, first of all, don't talk like that in this English class. I don't know. Is it something you always do?
No. That's just what I started doing when I moved to Los Angeles.
Okay. Did you read Catcher in the Rye like we all were supposed to do?
I did read that.
Good. Yeah. Well, what did you think about the way he treated Ackley Kid?
Not good.
Well, it was pretty good for him.
It was good for him. Yeah. I don't remember very well.
Yeah, well, that's why you will be failing this class.
I'll be failing this class. Okay, well, all right, so I'm failing this class. Uh-huh. Okay, all right. What does that mean? Failing. All right.
Fuck, even Maya's looking
you know
at
what?
You.
I'm going to,
like you're losing
I'm
your
going
mind.
To advocate for myself in this moment and say I don't want to fail, teacher.
Okay, do the work, man.
Do the work?
I'm telling you.
Well, I should just do the work?
Yes, the schoolwork. Because I'm the teacher here in this situation. We all agree about that.
Wait a second. But is right? there not a... I agree.
Good.
is there a workaround? Can I just sort of be charismatic and nice and hopefully everything works out?
You?
Yes.
Yes. I think you can do that.
All right.
Because you're a cool guy like me, okay. As I've been told.
All right. Nice. Okay. I guess that's
well,
a lesson.
Well, hold on. Now you got to be charismatic.
Now I gotta be charismatic. Okay, comes easy to me. Okay, so let's say that you are somebody I'm trying to court at a bar.
All right.
Okay, and I'm going to pretend to be a charismatic guy.
Hold on. I just want to address the rest of the class. We'll all have time for all of you to do this.
Yay! Yes.
It's an exercise for everybody. All right.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm just sort of getting my voice ready.
Oh.
All right. Hello, pretty person. Can I buy you a drink?
I already have a drink. And I'm not here for that type of thing.
Okay, what are you here for?
My friend is the drummer in this band. Hot Banana, ever heard of them?
Hot Banana?
Yeah, they play the flyest punk tracks in town.
Okay, yeah, they do that one that's like, everybody don't make me go to school anymore.
Yeah, they sing that hot track.
That's a good one, yeah. All right, well, I'm gonna leave, I guess.
Okay, can we jump back into reality here for a second?
Yes.
You fail.
Okay.
Because you couldn't be charismatic enough to buy a drink for this
All right.
person.
So the lesson I'm learning
But you do have a great singing voice.
Thank you.
Singing, not talking.
I think the lesson I learned here is be charismatic. Right?
Wow, you see that? Mr. Hope really taught you something that was really important.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
No, help me. I'm floating away.
See you later. Not
You're
my problem.
Away.
Not my problem.
It's my problem.
Yeah, I feel like you really learned something pretty valuable, which was the value of being charismatic, I think is what we kind of walked away with. Are you remembering what it's like to be yourself, Justin, instead of being an asshole?
No, I'm not. I need another lesson.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe this next visitor will help. Say hello to the boy you used to babysit for, Johnny Joy. Remember how much fun you had with this precocious little guy? Look, here he is. He's coming now.
Oh, hi, Justin.
Hey, Johnny.
Remember me?
I do remember you. I used to babysit you. How are you doing, little guy? You've grown up, huh?
Yeah, well, I've grown up, but I'm not doing too good anymore.
What's
that? I guess it turns out I really needed you to guide me through my life. And when you left, everything went to shit.
Okay.
In my life.
What happened after I went to Los Angeles? What happened?
I just dropped out of school.
What?
And, yeah, I didn't go to school.
Okay.
Yeah, I dropped out of school and I left the how. I left my...
Your parents?
Yeah, I left my parents because...
The Joys?
Yeah, I left my parents. But, you know, I left because I didn't have anyone to babysit me. And then I just escaped.
Sort of wandered out of the house.
Yeah, so you should be feel guilty about that. And then I ended up just being a hobo on the street.
Oh,
just
no.
An absolute lunatic. And really could have used that babysitting.
A lunatic in what way?
You know, just an overall general nut job. Just running around, having conversations. And no one's there, because I guess I'm talking to myself. But, yeah, you pretty much ruined my life, Justin. But, hey, how's Hollywood? Have you met Arnold Schwarzenegger? Yeah, I don't know. How do you guys talk and...
Yeah, I met Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, you tell him to say I'll be back, or I don't know. I don't know how you guys talk over there. Yeah, my life's ruined because of you. But.
God, so I have to learn how to be present for the people around me.
Yeah, I don't care. You ruined my life. I don't care what life lesson you take from this. I'll hate you forever. You really could have used a babysitter.
Did I learn a lesson, Gudge?
Thank you so much for joining us, Johnny. And just so you know,
Jesus Christ,
if you ever need anything, just ask God, and God will try to help.
I don't care about anything now. I just really needed a babysitter.
Bye bye, Johnny.
I'm sorry, Johnny.
Wow, he's fading away. See you later, bud.
Yeah, who cares? I'm fading. Yeah.
You guys are a riot together. And I feel like you really learned that you need to be present for the people. That was a great point. How's the old Justin coming along? Do you remember anything?
Kinda. I remember being, or I think I was a nice... No! I think I need to do body shots with Temple Grandinge.
Okay. This sucks. Your final visitor is arriving. It's your old boss and friend, Chris Gethard. If this guy can't give you a motivational pep talk to snap you back into yourself, I don't know who can.
How's it going, Justin?
Hey, Krish.
I've been meaning to ask you, and this is real.
Yes.
Outside of any other constructs.
Sure.
Do you still have a set of keys to my house?
I think I do, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to need those back.
Okay, yeah, I can get those back
to you. I'm a child.
I can't
have a broken arrow situation with unaccounted for keys.
What's broken arrow?
Broken arrow is the concept that when the government loses a nuclear bomb or nuclear weapon, they call it a broken arrow. And there's a movie called Broken Arrow about that, I think with John Travolta.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think it's Travolta vehicle.
Song too, I think, this Brian is what, Adams.
This is what you've been meaning to ask me?
Yeah, I have been meaning to ask you if I could get those keys back.
Yeah, certainly.
Yeah.
Because
you used to have, you sometimes had to come over without me.
Okay.
Once in a blue moon.
I'm sorry, Ish.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'll get that back to you, Ish.
Yeah, no, thanks. Yeah, whenever you can.
Okay. Do you have any sort of lesson or anything to teach me?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess, no, it's just tough because we worked together for what, 2 years?
Mm-hmm. Three years.
3 years?
Yeah.
Right-hand man, I would say.
Yes.
Privy to everything in my life.
Ish.
My calendar. Mm-hmm. I think you still actually have, do you still have access to my calendar?
I took off the calendar.
You did take off the calendar. And is my iPhone still connected where you can find me at any time?
Maybe.
Yeah, we got to disconnect that too.
Let's disconnect that. We could have been talking about this before right now.
Point being, it's tough because I feel like you had that level of access to my life and I still know almost nothing about you.
Well, Krish, you got to ask.
I've asked many times.
What do you mean you've asked many times?
I've asked you about your personal life so many times and you always dodge it and do a funny voice.
Well, I don't do that. I don't do any funny voices or nothing.
I really can only remember like one conversation that got personal in 3 years.
What was the subject matter?
It's when we were out with Mary Houlihan and we all kind of opened up to one another.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
Yes, we opened up to each other.
Your old boss and friend, Chris Gethard, if this guy can't give you a motivational pep talk to snap you back into yourself, I don't know who can.
Okay.
I'll try to, it's
tough to give you, I just feel like it's tough to give you a motivational pep talk when, if I'm being totally honest, I feel like career-wise, you're on the way up and I'm clearly on the way down.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, 100%.
No.
I had a TV show like a year and a half ago and I don't anymore and it's not really like people are banging down the door to work with me. Meanwhile, I know I'm not gonna blow up your spot, but I know you're in some acting projects right now with some notable directors.
Sure.
I feel like you're doing better than I am. Like, you know, if I'm being honest, the idea that you want a motivational pep talk from me is sort of beyond selfish and inconsiderate of where my head's at and where my life's at.
Wow, thank you so much, Chris.
It's really selfish, actually.
Man, thanks so much, Chris. I mean,
no problem, Justin.
I mean, Chris, I'm cured!
What?
Yay!
Yes! How?
Everybody, through the power of love!
How?
Through the power of love, Justin has been saved from a version of himself nobody could get into. Woo!
Wow.
Hooray. That's incredible!
Wow, I really miss being me. Let's do my favorite thing, an improv warm-up!
What?
I'll start! One!
Two!
Three!
What?
Four.
Oh, is
Five,
this the thing where we can't say the numbers
six,
at the same time?
Seven.
Eight.
Nine.
Ten.
I didn't say any of them.
11.
How long do you have to go?
12.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, back to it.
Are we really
going to
do this on the podcast? No, we have to commit to this and finish it.
Okay,
we're and
going
the
20.
Listener, so then if I remember this warm-up right, you have to count to 20 and no one's allowed to talk over each other. You have to start. Do we really want to commit to having listeners in their ears listening to us count?
Chris, all I can say is one.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Five.
Six.
Seven.
Eight.
Nine.
Ten.
11.
12.
Fuck!
This is going to be awful.
This is fun.
Awful listening.
This is fun. Okay.
It's awful listening.
One.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Five.
Six.
Seven.
Eight.
Nine.
Ten.
13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Yes! That's the only one I said. Why does everyone look so happy that we just did that?
Yay!
That's perhaps the worst moment in the history of podcasting. In, maybe in the history of radio.
Hearing five people count to 20
bad radio? People count to 20? That's what this has come down to?
That's all a podcast needs to be, man. People counting. People counting.
How do you? So glad it
if
worked.
Someone did an improv warm-ups podcast, every episode being a different improv warm-up.
Yeah, that'd be great.
You think so?
Yeah.
It's Hey Fred Schneider. It's the Hey
Fred
Schneider
episode. What are you doing?
Oh, God. These memories are all flooding back.
Yeah, yeah, there are plenty of them.
You know that
them.
One, Bardia? You were at UCB.
No, I don't know that one.
Did you do improv classes or just sketch stuff?
No, I did. Yeah, I did the improv and only the improv.
I thought you were on a mod team.
Yeah, but I never did the sketch class.
Oh, you were just an actor on mod.
Yeah, because I'm not, yeah, never been like a writer or a packet guy.
Are you okay?
Still petering out of a panic attack.
A legit panic attack?
Yeah. When I was running over here, I was, yeah.
Why?
Although getting here gave you the attack?
Because you were late?
Well, yeah, just running late and... But also being kind of hungover from last night,
okay.
Which just like makes it just even more. Like, I don't have hangovers anymore. I'm just having like more anxiety.
That happens to me as well.
So it does sound like the answer to my question of "Are you okay?" is no,
no,
no.
It's a solid now I'm doing better. Now I feel happy.
Oh, good, good,
happy.
I'm very glad.
That's the power of Planet Party Town is able to fix people's ills. Yeah.
It makes people happy.
Does cure hangovers.
What we just did there. Yeah. what was that? Was that part of an extended thing you said?
Absolutely.
Okay, this is a story that Justin is in LA.
Yeah, that's part two of a narrative.
I got you.
Mine up?
No.
Okay.
I think you guys did perfectly for us.
I don't know if you were already in Hollywood.
You
got
to speak into the mic, Bardia. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if you were in Hollywood. Wow.
It's so much better, right?
Wow, Jesus.
I was a little confused as to what was happening, but I think we pulled it together.
Yeah. And I do think that is kind of... That's the point.
The point.
Yeah.
That was actually, I would say, one of the more cohesive ones.
Thank you very
up
much.
Up in the top third of cohesiveness. Justin, Maya, what would you say was the least cohesive Planet Party Town / Justin's bit of the week?
I was most personally disappointed with being made fun of by Carmen Christopher for the 20 questions.
Oh, yeah. We did a 20 questions thing. What was the justification for that?
Justin, you're not even paying attention. You're just drawing on the table.
I'm outlining things that have faded.
Okay, listen. We do calls.
That's the old Justin. That's the old Justin I know and love.
Oh, God, this is a weird one.
Back to the real
Justin,
me.
I want to reiterate. We're about to take calls. We established a rule.
No voices?
No. Everyone needs to listen up to this.
Okay.
If you interrupt the callers... I'm kicking you the fuck out of here.
Sometimes
kicking
it's so
right
funny,
the fuck out
but
of
I guess we can't
Justin
do it.
Justin went nuts with it one week. I had to boot him.
You booted all of us out of the
eventually,
studio.
But you set the tone in a real bad way.
I didn't set any tone.
Okay, we've been talking a lot about people moving in tribute to Mike Hanford. So you moved out here to New York. I feel, so there's this thing, there's this concept that I've always heard of called the Irish funeral. Are you familiar, Barty, with the Irish funeral? Does anyone know what this
I've heard that term, but I don't know. No, I'm confusing it with Irish goodbye.
Well, the Irish goodbye is when you just peace out and don't say goodbye.
People
I
also
love
call
that
like a French goodbye or any type of...
I think the
ass. Yeah. Is that just a funeral where you are like happy and you get drunk?
No.
Like you celebrate
great
the dead
guess,
person?
Though.
Get drunk well,
and
at the funeral.
At Irish wakes.
Oh, that's Irish wake.
Irish wakes are legitimately fun part.
Okay.
Being of an Irish background, they get fun. Once people get drunk, they actually turn into real fun parties. Irish funeral, my understanding is that back in the day when you would move from Ireland, people would actually hold a funeral... Before you left, because they understood this was in an era of like steamship travel and these were extraordinarily poor people. You're literally never going to see this person again, your family member, your friend. That's it. This will be the last time you see them. So they'd have a living funeral in tribute. And I will say that I do, and again, not disparaging, it's just the nature of life. I do feel that I didn't anticipate many of my friends who moved to LA, we have established sort of a similar relationship where. We all might as well just be dead to each other. It's hard. I've maintained only a small handful of relationships. One person who shall remain unnamed, who I was so close with, and we now speak not at all. And not because we're mad at each other. It lost touch to a degree where we've even addressed it and then haven't corrected it.
Tom Cruise.
I actually have nightmares. I've actually had nightmares about this person, asking them in my nightmares, why are you mad at me? Why aren't we friends anymore? And I've realized—
Do you think this person is mad at you? Or
no, I think this person's just bad at communication and I'm in my head too much. But I feel like this happens. People leave places, their lives move on, they have kids, this and that. Would you guys agree? Mike, are you worried about this, that you're going to be disconnected?
I had a little bit of a going away drinks, let's call it a party, and it wasn't anything exciting. And then I'm already going back next week.
Oh, so you're bi-coastal.
Yeah.
You're aiming for the bi-coastal.
Oh, yeah. I am planning bi-coastalness.
Now, Barty, when people leave for L.A., do you anticipate ever being close with them again?
No.
Are you okay?
Yeah,
legitimately,
no.
Do we need to pause this recording to just have a real chat? A real non-recorded chat.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I've never been to L.A. So
not
I'm like,
time?
You'd literally never
you'd like
been
it.
To L.A.
Love it. Also, can I just call out one thing on Planet Party Town? Constructive criticism.
Yes.
I believe you were killed by being struck by lightning during a rainstorm.
I was struck by lightning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that kind of sent him into his, almost, I don't know if we got it, It's a Wonderful Life. Was
right,
kind of
right, right.
Yeah.
A little bit of a Christmas story element.
Yeah. I learned it's a Christmas carol. It's not
Christmas
a Christmas story.
Oh,
I thought it Christmas,
Christmas story is the one where the guy gets his tongue.
Ralphie.
That being said, though, it doesn't rain in L.A., just so you know. Just a little creative note.
Right.
Rains like maybe for 35 minutes a year.
Oh, shit.
Got it.
That's
Can
okay.
We got to start over. Harold, play the song previously on.
So I have asked people to call in today. And I want no context. And I want no backstory. But the phone lines are open for them to send messages to friends of theirs who have moved away. And who they have lost touch with. So we'll never know the nature of these relationships.
Ooh.
We'll never know who these people were to one another. We will just hear the messages they are sending now after their disconnection. And who knows? Maybe these people are fans of the podcast and they'll actually hear it and you'll reconnect. So everyone clear on what we're doing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Contextless messages to lost friends. Isaac from Illinois, welcome to the show.
Hey.
Now, I believe you called CGP last night and Carmen hung up on you very quickly.
Yeah, he should have. I was a bad call.
If I remember right, you were the call where he had a call-in topic and he said, do you have anything on the topic? And you straight up said, no, I just wanted to be on the show. Was that you?
Yeah. Yep, that was me.
And then he said, all right, man. And then he hung up immediately.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
That was the story. I just called in today because I also just want to be on the show.
Is this true? You don't have anything for the topic at hand? You don't have any friends you've lost touch with who have moved away?
No, I did. I thought up something this time.
Okay.
I figured it out.
Thanks for putting in the effort.
I wrote it out. Yeah, you got it, Chris.
Nope.
I just don't have any family drama. That was a hard one.
To be fair, Carmen's topic was call in and let us know the Jerry Springer shit in your family, which is both vague and asking people to take huge emotional risks.
That's so funny.
All right, but I do have a message. I'll send the message though. Ready?
Okay.
I just want to let you know that even though we haven't talked in a long time, I still think of you as a really good friend, and I hope that if you ever need somebody to, you know, unload all the garbage that's going on in your life, or play video games, or just like detox with. That you feel like you can still call me up, even though it's been, you know, like a long time.
All right, Isaac, very emotional. Right. Now, Isaac, stay on the line. I'm going to open it up. Do any comedians want to guess the potential backstory of this relationship? Anybody want to fill in the blanks based on the details you've heard and get us maybe, what are you assuming?
I heard garbage.
I heard mm-hmm. detox,
mm-hmm.
which was a very telling word.
Mm-hmm.
Isaac, we're going to ask you later how close we've come. Barty, any things you assume about the nature of these people's backstory with one another?
Maybe like a childhood buddy.
Are you okay? Honest to God.
Honest I met Barty. Is it my voice?
No,
I feel like when
I let's just get on it, Barty. It feels like when we're not talking to you, you're just kind of staring down with a solemn look on your face. And then when I ask you to participate, there's extremely long pauses where it feels like you're thinking about something else.
Trying to think of a thoughtful answer to an emotional situation.
So you're thinking childhood buddies.
Yeah, maybe it's like an old buddy that you're guilty you don't hang out with anymore. That's what it feels like.
Mike Hanford, any guesses?
I'm going to guess. Hey, this might be out of left field, but left field's the appropriate phrase here because I think it's a baseball coach. Old baseball coach.
Saying you want to hang out and drink with me.
Eat some garbo.
I think this is a kid who you grew up with from a very young age. You were like elementary school friends when everything was innocent. And then around your sophomore year of high school, you both discovered alcohol together, realized that you were going too hard, had to kind of part ways. By the end of your senior year, you barely even talked anymore. And then he went away to college and never came back. And you realized that, you know, while you had to get away from each other because you were negative influences, you've always felt like, what if we had actually settled that?
Mm.
That's my guess. Isaac, who came closest?
I think it's Beto.
You think it's Beto O'Rourke?
Yeah.
Beto Ginsburg.
Hold on 1 second. Justin.
I think it's Beto.
You are being, Justin, you're drawing on the table. This is the laziest, you're phoning this in.
I'm correct.
So
these
hard.
Have faded. The signatures on the table have faded.
What he's doing Beto. Is beautiful. What he's doing is beautiful.
Why do you think Isaac's friend was Beto O'Rourke?
I don't know. I got a Beto vibe. I got a Beto vibe. What
I
can I say?
Texas, okay. So
he did grow up in Texas. Okay,
Texas.
Isaac, Maya, any guesses as to the nature of this relationship?
I think that, Isaac, you're talking about your camp friend.
Ooh, camp friend.
Jamie Dan, and you guys would choreograph dances together.
You're putting a name. You're actually guessing at a name.
Well, now I need to change mine because I found out he's from Texas.
Okay, Barty is changing yours.
I bet it's an old cowboy. You're a cowboy, and you used to ride horses, and how you lasso longhorn bulls, and it's a cow. Yeah, so you're missing a cowboy.
Okay, so Isaac, who came closest? My guess of childhood friend you grew up with, negative influences. Justin's guess that your childhood friend was former presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke, a camp friend specifically
Jamie
named
Dan.
Jamie Dan, an ex-baseball coach, or you are a cowboy and this is another cowboy. Who came closest?
You were closest, Gethard.
Really? God really? Someone it. Who...
Chris, did you say the cowboy one?
No.
I think Chris was Beto.
I think I was baseball coach, yeah. Isaac, thank you so much for the call, and I hope that person hears it and reconnects with you. Let's go to line two. It just says Centralia. Are you someone from Centralia, Pennsylvania?
Hello?
Hello,
hey,
yeah.
This is not...
What? Well, that was the worst moment in the history of this podcast.
Are you sure it wasn't one,
22
two?
Episodes in, and we don't have the guy's name right, and just he's like, this is not, and then we hang up on him? Harry, what was that?
Listen, Chris, you're really coming hard at everybody on the panel, including me, and I think you just need to take
a
deep
on the
breath.
Panel. You consider yourself on the panel.
Oh, my God.
You know what?
You consider yourself on this panel. Spotlight
absolutely
Nelson.
Do. Absolutely do.
Really? Yeah, did Adam McKay tell you that you're on every panel now?
Yeah,
these guys leave an earwolf so they can go work for Adam McKay.
Hey.
Also, I'm as someone who's moving to LA, this whole premise seems fairly pointed. You said
Wow. That people who move to LA, I never hear from them and they're largely dead in my mind and experience.
It seems harsh. Anyway,
maybe
here's Centralia.
Hello, Centralia. Welcome back to the show. Harry, you want to explain this?
Hello, I'm Centralia.
Justin, stop. Cut the shit, Justin. I know I'm going hard at everybody, but Justin is, honestly, is anyone else, Maya?
Yeah.
You're super close with Justin. Do I have a right to be furious with this drawing today?
I think you gotta look on the bright side of life.
Maya, he looks like he wants to be anywhere else.
I'm not.
This is Hanford just moved to New York. This is a welcome New York. He's gonna think we all phone it the fuck in here all the time, and we don't.
I'm a tactile listener.
Barty is acting like he's gonna step in front of a fucking train 2 minutes after he leaves here. Maya's dressed like a fucking CIA agent.
Let's go.
Harry, is someone on the line or not?
Someone's on the line. They're just not talking. I'm going to put through Michael from out.
Oh, wait. No, there he is.
Is that me?
Hello? Yeah, hi.
Hey, Sam from Australia.
Sam from Australia, not Centralia.
Right. There we go.
Now, Sam, I'm going to calm down, take a deep breath. I'm a little caffeinated, clearly.
Centralia.
Trying to play into the bit that I'm mad at everybody. Sam, all bits aside, how you doing this week?
Not bad.
Now, Sam, just for a backstory, Sam often calls. We often are concerned because Sam seems a little down.
Okay.
Sam, we've never really gotten into it. Now, you said last time we spoke, I think you had asked someone out and it was kind of floating. It wasn't a rejection. Are you still feeling good about that?
I don't feel like there's potential for...
Justin, like, stop laughing.
I don't know. But I feel in a good place about it. They've said they're moving away soonish, so it's not like I'm not feeling too bad anyway.
On theme for this.
Yeah.
Well, I hope it works out. I hope that you keep putting yourself out there and you find all the happiness that you deserve, Sam.
Oh, thank you.
Now, do you have anybody in your life who's moved away that you want to send a message to without any backstory?
It can't be that this person.
Yeah, now.
Because we've got the context.
We've got the context on
it. Okay, the message is a little specific, so go easy on the guessing.
Okay.
Here's the message. Hey, sorry. That's it.
That's it. Now, Sam, are you okay with us taking any guesses, or do you want us to just move along? It's totally up to you.
I can guess.
Okay, I'm just going to ask everybody. No, remember, nice. Remember that Sam is a really nice guy who calls the show all the time, and he maybe sometimes calls into fragile states, so we're all going to be gentle with our guesses.
Okay.
Bardia, you have a question. You're raising your hand.
Oh, no, I want to answer.
Okay, you have your guess.
This is Steve Irwin. You are apologizing for the way he died from a stingray. And you're apologizing. You're wishing you were on that boat and you could have helped him.
So he apologizes for not
stopping with
Steve Irwin's life.
Okay, yeah. And if anybody just nails it.
I watched the stingray and I feel so bad.
I think I just nailed it.
Okay, Mike Hanford, any guesses as to?
When you said I'm sorry, you hung on the N. I'm not here to correct everyone's speech, but you hung on the M for a second long. And I'm thinking maybe this is a person, I'm thinking a baker you may have known who has cooked you cake. Maybe it's a pie. Maybe it's a tort. Something like that. And you kind of were having a bad day and you didn't tell him or her that you really loved it. And this is your way of saying, tastes good. Sorry for the way I acted. Stop the whole show if that's correct.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and guess that this is someone who's in your life. Maybe you were in your, you know, maybe you graduated college, you were in your early 20s. This person started to suffer from some issues, some mental issues where they were clearly stressed out. You didn't know how to handle that because you were young. You got scared because you didn't want to see this stuff face up because you had your own stuff going on. So you kind of just peaced out and you're feeling bad about that. Okay, Maya, your guess.
I'm going to guess that this is to a friend named Liz Tomaszek, and she went to Simon's Rock College, which was kind of an early kind of high school college. You guys were quite tight, and then, you know, the ties kind of, it's not that the tie severed, it's that, you know, you just lose touch, as kind of Chris was saying before. Mm-hmm. And then you just kind of stop talking. So I'm guessing it's to Liz Tomaszek, and you're saying, I'm sorry.
Okay, Justin?
Jake Sully. From Avatar. It's the lead from Avatar. Yeah, Jake Sully.
What about him, Justin?
I think that he moved to...
I can't just say Jake Sully. This is the laziest...
He moved to the planet where the Na'vi live, and I'm sorry that I'm not going to see you anymore.
Okay, let's reiterate. Mine was someone who was facing mental health problems. You couldn't deal with that at a young age. You walked away. Let's reiterate, Bardia.
I think you're talking about Steve Irwin, okay. And you couldn't save his life.
Mike, reiterate
a
one
former
sentence.
Baker friend of yours.
Former Baker, Maya.
Liz Tomaszek.
Liz Tomaszek and Justin, of course.
Jake Sully.
Okay, Sam, who came closest?
I kind of want to say you, Chris, but it was more the exact opposite, where I was a bit more of the messed up one.
Oh, right, and they walked away from you. You couldn't find... I've been there. Me and you share that. That you were suffering. I have friends in my life who... When I was first dealing with stuff and I didn't know how to explain it and they got scared and they just left and it hurt, but I get it. Now that I'm older, I get it. It was scary.
It can be scary.
Sam, how was my guess?
We'll get through it.
Sam, this is Justin. How was my guess? I said Jake Sully.
You can be honest. Be honest.
I don't remember another planet in Avatar, The Last Airbender.
No, not The Last Airbender.
God
Avatar,
bless you, Sam.
Avatar the film.
Hold on, Sam. Thank you, Justin. You yelled at a caller.
The
it's
film.
Unacceptable.
Avatar.
You have to get the, Justin, get the
they,
fuck
Avatar
out of here.
Avatar the film.
Justin, you have to go hang out with Harry now.
I have to?
Yes.
I get to, Chris.
Yelling
I like at, hanging out with Harry. Chris.
Yelling at Sam because he messed up the two Avatars. That's on Avatar. They named their franchise after an already existing franchise.
No, they named the movie after the TV show.
No, Avatar didn't have anything to do with The Last Airbender. Avatar, get the fuck out of
no,
here. All right, next
call. I miss you, Justin.
Yeah, I miss him too. Michael from Alabama. Welcome to the show, Sam. Thank you for the call.
Unreal.
Hey, how are you guys doing? That was great.
I don't know. I'm a little worked up today. I can feel that I'm a little too angry. I can feel it.
Hey, just take a deep breath for 4 seconds and hold it in, and it'll cancel your fight or flight instinct.
Okay, scientist, what's up?
Yeah, I got that from House MD.
That's
so, all right. You guys are promised not to interrupt me.
Can everyone make that promise?
I can make that promise.
Yeah.
Yes.
I promise. Right.
Here's my message.
I need to Google something.
You interrupted.
Oh my god,
you gotta get the fuck
I'm
out
sorry,
of here.
Wait.
Barty has taken out his phone. Wait,
now,
and
now I know. Now I know.
All right.
Okay, you got one. It's your first time on the show. First time on the show.
Michael,
hold on though. No, just pause for a second though, Michael. What do you have to Google?
Oh, it's well, I don't want to reveal it.
Okay.
Okay.
Michael,
my headphones are going crazy.
Yeah, my headphones are going crazy too. I wonder if the listener can hear
you. You got to turn off your, because
okay,
you have
right.
a phone that's not on airplane mode.
It just happened.
The phones have to go on airplane mode, or else you get crazy static in your headphones.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I see.
God. This whole episode's off the goddamn list. No, we're not going to. I need everybody. No, because then I'm just going to seem like someone with warrantless rage.
Well, it was still happening. To be fair, it was still happening.
It was still happening. Okay.
Okay. Michael from Alabama, your contextless message to a lost friend.
Hi. Dear Edward, I miss you, buddy. I miss the way you would always be on your computer and playing with your Rubik's Cube. The old ditch we used to catch turtles in has been paved over and Popeye's chicken built on top of it. I hope your mother is well. Does she still watch The Matrix on mute with that Jimi Hendrix album blaring in the background? Good times. It brings me great joy to hear of your travels to Hawaii and Hong Kong. Your children are beautiful, and I'm so sorry to hear about your baby mama being murder-suicided in that love triangle gone wrong. I deliver for Postmates now. It's pretty cool. However, I've yet to learn how to get to the secret level behind the level on Mario. I heard you sold your boat. What a shame. I still remember the time we capsized in the Gulf of Mexico and that lady on a dinghy saved our life. I have to go now. My dog is chewing up my phone charger, and I just remembered that I left the oven on at our other house across the street. Skype me sometime, Ed. And as always, I still have your demo disc from the PS1 that had Parappa the Rapper and the other games on it. Your buddy, Michael.
Okay, Michael, thank you. Does anyone have guesses as to the specifics of this relationship?
First of all, I want to say, Michael, love the first name. As for guesses, Ed, obviously, is Ed's the guy's name, which I don't like as much, that name. I'm going to guess this is a second cousin that due to some circumstances, your moms were cousins and they got together just because they really liked each other in the family, and they hung out with each other all the time, and you guys became almost as close as first cousins, but Ed always knew you would only be second cousins and had to get out of your life.
Okay, Maya, any guesses?
I'm a little stuck. I think it's to, let's say it's to Jenny Rock. Uh-huh. Who was a dear kind of childhood friend and connected on anime and drawing.
Yeah.
And then...
Jenny, a.k.a. Edward.
Hey, Michael, if you interrupt us, I'll kick you out, too. It goes both ways.
Well, yeah, I think it's to Jennifer Rock. And I think it's kind of a veiled apology.
Okay. Bardia, your guess?
I think you used to be very close with Edward Norton, but then one day he had to move to go film Death to Smoochie, and your whole life just kind of fell apart after that. And I think you're talking about Edward Norton.
I forgot he was in Death to Smoochie.
I'm going to go ahead and guess that this is a childhood friend named Edward that you used to catch turtles with and that you once capsized in a boat with and that you used to play a lot of PlayStation 1 with.
Quite a bit of context, actually.
Michael, who came closest?
Hey, Justin here. I just want to go ahead and guess Grace Sigourney Weaver's character from Avatar, who was also an educator, Ed.
Wow.
Educator, Ed. So Grace from Avatar, Sigourney Weaver's character.
Now, I'm going to just go ahead and say that, Harry, Justin would not have been able to do that unless you as the producer patched him through.
Oh, kick me out then, Chris.
This is a coup. This is some sort of insurrection.
Harry's got nothing to lose here, right?
Yeah, he's got Adam McKay patting him on the head like a good boy.
He's your friend.
He is. He's a good, kind man who's been great to me over the years. Michael, who came closest?
You were pretty close, Chris. It's actually my dear friend Edward Snowden, because the laptop, him always being on his computer, and the Rubik's Cube, I figured that would have given it away. But, yeah, he's in Russia now.
Could have been Bill Gates.
I feel like Barnia was
close. Yeah, mine sounded closer.
Michael, what did you think this game was?
Oh, Justin, I'll kill you. All right, Michael, thank you so much for the call. We got one more caller on
thank
the line.
You.
Robin from California, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, Chris?
Same old, Robin. We're lucky to have you here.
Yeah, yeah. So, how's life?
Can I answer? Pretty good.
Yeah, how's
life? I've been having heart palpitations.
Heart palpitations. Mike, how's life?
Life's good for me. I'm figuring out the subway systems here in New York City and having a little tough time every once in a while, but pretty much getting it.
Okay, most important of all, Bardia, how's life?
Really, well, really bad. Panic attacks destroying my life.
Me and Bardia have talked about this before.
Still a waiter. Yeah, not good currently. But, you know. Comedy-wise, things are fun and happy, but real life, not good.
I would say for me, I oscillate between moments of extreme joy and real desperation and self-doubt. Anyway, Robin, do you have a message for a friend you'd like to send?
Yeah, I got a message. Why the fuck we stopped getting snowballs?
Fuck did we stop getting snowballs?
Oh. Is this to you? Like, is this something from...
This is a message to someone.
A message to a friend. Okay, anybody got guesses as to the nature of this relationship?
I got one. I think this is your old buddy, Al Gore. You were so fed up that he wasn't able to solve global warming that you entered his house and you beat the shit out of him and you said, how the fuck don't we have snowballs anymore? You're supposed to fix this, you dumbass. And you beat him. You beat the shit. You murdered Al Gore. And you should be ashamed of yourself.
Al Gore's still alive. Mike, any guesses as to the nature of this?
This is a message to Santa Claus in you guys had an arrangement growing up where he would bring you snowballs from the North Pole for your Christmas presents. You'd open them up. They'd be melted, but you still ask for them every year. He realized this is a stupid idea, has stopped bringing you the snowballs, and now you have... decided to come on to a call-in show and talk to Santa Claus as he's ramping up to his busiest time of year. You know he's not listening to podcasts. This is probably this is a way for you to say, oh, I made an effort, but you're not really trying to get Santa Claus to hear you because, as like I said, he's busy.
Maya, any guesses?
I think this is kind of a lighthearted one. I think this is to Abby Collier, kind of college roommate. Used to be very, very close. Still very close, but don't see each other quite as often. You were trying to make more of an effort. So this is a casual text. Why the fuck don't we get snowballs anymore? Is that what he said?
I'm gonna guess that your friends, where your mom was really strict with diet stuff, and you never had any fun food in the house, and then you'd go over to this person's house, and they would have all sorts of like fun cereals, and they would have I think Hostess puts out those snowballs, those like marshmallow coconut.
Oh, yeah.
Treats, and that this was the person whose house you went to get all jacked up on sugar and Hawaiian punch and shit like that. Robin, who came closest?
Hey, I think it's Beto, Justin.
Oh, Justin. One more time.
Beto.
Justin. We might have a bonus video of you and me in a fist fight in the hallway after this.
That'll be epic.
Robin.
Well, Chris was the only one who got that it was the Hostess treat.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Four for four?
Four for four. Although I see the one to Barty. I actually felt like Edward Norton was a closer guest to Edward Snowden.
Mm.
But that's a specific... You were literally thinking of that...
Hostess treat.
That's... Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
They're really bad, but like...
Wow.
Yeah, I still have one. Every 3 or 4 years, I'll see one somewhere. I'll be like, oh, it's like reliving my childhood. And then I'll be like, oh, my childhood was disgusting. Do you guys ever eat those things? Remember those?
Yeah. Are they pink? Mostly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pink.
I don't like coconut very much, and that's always freaked me out.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah. No concept of
it. It's a nightmare. All right. That was the show. Thank you guys for listening. Anybody got plugs? Barty, you got any shows coming up?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Party.
Is that true? You don't have a show coming up?
I can't think of it. Now I'm putting on, I'm on the spot. I can't.
All right, Mike, anything you want to plug? Yeah.
Yeah, I got some shows coming up. I forget where they are and when they are, but I'll be putting them on Twitter and Instagram.
All right.
So find me there at Mike Hanford.
Maya, anything to plug?
I just want to give Barty a chance to plug his
socials. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. You could follow me at Barty Salimi1.
Is it Beast?
Bardia Salimi 1.
Okay.
Sorry.
Is there another party of Salimi? Who took
Isn't that
Salimi?
Awful?
Is that true?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I hate it.
That's so funny.
It's so weird.
I'm going to plug that. I think this is actually a perfect time for me to do something. I'm going to plug that I miss you, Jamie, Dan, Jenny, Rock. I'm sorry our friendship got complicated by other friends. Who else did I say? Abby Collier. Let's get drinks. Let's make snow fucking snowballs. I said one other. Do you guys remember who was that?
I think it was Beto.
Justin. Justin.
Liz Tomaszek, I really miss you, and you live in the city. Let's hang out.
I got a show on November 21st at the BCC. I'm going to be trying out some new stuff that might be an emotional disaster for me, but I hope you enjoy it. And then more shows coming down the pike. And as always, watch CGP next week. Christy Cielo returns to the show with a tribute to New York City. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Sorry, I was so angry. I did realize I was a little too angry. Apologies.